I want it. I want that book in my hands. What lies within it? It is a tale of love, a tale that is not to be seen by anyone. Why would I care about the book? I do not read of romance and things of that ilk. I like sex fraught with iniquity. Your obsession with the Journal of Lunas is not what it seems. You only wish to deprive them of its contents, perhaps even to destroy it. Yes, destroy it. I want to destroy it. The contents of that book reflects everything that I despise of this prudish world. It has to go away. They will not give it to you. Those fools. Those fools think that they can keep it from me. I am of the priesthood. I deserve a look at it as well. Angel never even let me touch it. Oh, Angel. The things that I want to do to your tiny little body. There are times that I think that I should just forgo your consent, if only to show you what living truly can be. Angel would fall to her knees and serve my master just as I.
She is too defiant. She is like the others.
She just needs some time. And I need to rid her of that book.
She will not give in. You knew this from the start. And now you persist in that thought. Those mice have strengthened her resolve.
I want her.
You cannot have her. She is lost to you. And now she may become someone else's. You are so great, Groth. You are a mighty tower dedicated to everything that I represent. Nothing can destroy you. Those mice are working only to their own folly.
An angel?
Gone.
She's a fool to deny me. I've given her so much, and she gives me nothing in return.
You are a god among rodents, Groth. She should be on her knees with her precious little lips around your stiffness.
She is a fool among fools.
Someone else will take her away, Groth. Someone who thinks he is above your greatness. Perhaps one of those who holds the book.
Yes. Yes. I am most certain that they are laughing at me at this very moment. They all should worship me. I am the priest of the great indulgent, and they must indulge me to the fullest.
But they never will, Groth. Especially not Angel. Now that they have taken her away from you.
What should I do?
You need to kill them all and take the book.
Kill them? Even Angel?
Yes, even Angel. They have openly defied your master. It is an insult to me personally.
I can't do that. I would be found out.
No one would find out. They would all die. No one would ever suspect the priesthood for being responsible.
I am not a fighter.
You are a servant of Maximus. You cannot fail.
I can't. Angel. I don't want to lose her.
You have already lost her. You have lost everything you've ever wanted because of them. You cannot stand before me and say that there is even a morsel of a chance to be with her. You must get revenge. Revenge. Wouldn't that feel nice? To take all that frustration and anger out in one large act of pure pleasure-inducing. murder.
I cannot kill. I cannot do it. But I want to.
You possess the very mantle of the god that you serve. When you defy a god, you must be punished. They have defied you. Think of it, Groth. This is your ultimate test. You could be at my side and hit every woman you want. Perhaps even Angel. I have ways, Groth. I can take her from the depths so that she is only yours. And she will have nothing to say against it. She will just be yours for eternity. But it will never happen on this plane.
Angel. I want you more than anything. I want your lips around my stiffness. Such a shame that you could not come to me willingly. You would have been so happy. So free.
I will call you soon, Groth. Prepare yourself.
Yes, Master.